Blog Talk Radio. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made. We are rejoicing and being glad in it. Hallelujah. To God be the glory for the great things he has done and is doing in the lives of his people. We are excited about this Tuesday night prayer. The prayers of the righteous availeth much. The prayers of the righteous are powerful and effective. And we thank God, even on the wake of this Resurrection Sunday, we thank God that he allows us to continue to move forward in kingdom living, knowing that Jesus got up. He got up. He got up from the grave on the third day with all power in his hand. And we're excited because he got up. He didn't stay in the grave. The grave couldn't hold him. He didn't give up. They didn't take his life. He gave up his life for you and for me. And he got up with all power in his hands. So we're excited about a risen Christ, a risen Savior. Jesus is not dead. He is yet alive. He's living. He's living. He's seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for me, making intercession for you. Hallelujah. Not only that, but his spirit lives on the inside of each and every believer. So we're excited about what God is doing in the church, in his people, in the lives of his people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we just thank God that we have victory in Jesus, our Savior forever. He sought us and bought us, hallelujah, with his redeeming blood. My God, he cleansed us. He cleansed us and put our feet on solid ground and started us on a brand new way. My God, the old way that we were on has passed away. The old things have passed away. All things are made new. Hallelujah. All things are made new. So we just thank God for the newness of life. We thank God for the risen Christ. We thank God for the anointing, for the power. Amen. Hallelujah. That he has afforded us through his blood. Hallelujah. That was shed on the cross of Calvary. My God, my God. God is still in control. He's still on the throne. He's still moving mightily in the lives of his people. So to God be the glory.
Yes.
For the great things he has done. So we're going to start with prayer. Amen. We invite you on any given Wednesday, Thursday, or Sunday to come out and worship God with us. Amen. We thank God for this past Resurrection Sunday where we had some visitors, amen, to come and worship with us. We thank God. Hallelujah. For those of you who invited your family to come out. And it was just a blessed service. We had a blessed time in the Lord. Amen. And we want to continue to move with that same power, that same zeal, that same fervor. God said he wants us to be hot or cold, but I'd rather be hot, my God, but not lukewarm. So we want to keep the fire burning. We want to continue to come together on one accord. We want to continue to praise God and incline our ears,
yes,
to hear what God has to say to us. So come on over to 1482. Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey. We're in the beautiful sanctuary there. Come on over and worship God with us. To God be the glory for the great things he has done. So receive Pastor Anthony now as we continue to move forward with a heart of prayer to move forward into our time of fellowship here as we spend 1 hour in his presence. Amen.
Hallelujah, Lord, we love you on tonight in the afterglow and the afterflow of this Resurrection Sunday.
Yes.
We thank God that he rose, he got up, and that simply means you and I can rise and get up out of any circumstance that we find,
yes,
ourselves in, that we, glory be to God, know that is not of God. So So it ain't over until God says it's over. So glory be to God. Be encouraged on tonight. Don't be discouraged. Oh, glory be to God. We thank God for everyone on this prayer line on tonight. We're going to pray in the name of Jesus. A few verses of scripture that's still in my spirit, Pastor, I want to read, coming from Mark chapter 16. The last chapter of Mark, verse 2 and 3 says, "And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came into the tomb at the rising of the sun. And they said among themselves, who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the tomb? And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away." Glory be to God. "For it was a very great stone." Verse 16. "And he that believes and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believes not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them." Oh, my God, I feel the Holy Ghost. "They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you tonight.
Yes.
That, yes, the stone was blocking our path. Yes, the enemy set up a roadblock. Yes, in the name of Jesus, there was a trap. Get through the power of prayer and the prayer of faith on tonight, that the obstacle has already been rolled away.
Yes.
That the stone has already been removed. That the blockage has already been released. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes.
So we thank you for the power of prayer on tonight, that you have given us the ability to move forward by faith. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, this year we're going to recover all. This year you are going to restore what the devil has tried to take it away. This year you are going to replace our joy and our laughter. And glory be to God, everything that the enemy thought he took away from us. So we thank you in the name of Jesus. Even as we pray, we believe by faith tonight that you are removing every mountain, that you are removing every hindrance, that you are destroying every yoke in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, have your way. And we thank you for Resurrection Sunday. We thank you for Easter morning. We thank you in the name of Jesus for dying for our sins, for being our substitute, for the atonement blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the word, which will not come back void, but will accomplish that which you sent it to do. Without the shedding of blood, there can be no forgiveness of sins. So we have a spirit of thanksgiving on this prayer line on tonight.
Yes,
thank you in the name of Jesus for going to the cross for us, God. Jesus, we thank you that God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whomever shall believe in him shall never perish, but have eternal life. Oh, we get excited. We get happy that heaven is our home. Oh, we are just pilgrims passing through this earth. We are just visitors momentarily. We are just, in the name of Jesus, passing through. So, Lord, we thank you in the name of Jesus for Christ building a mansion for us. He went to prepare a place for us. So we are reminded, not just on Easter, in the name of Jesus, of the price paid for us. So, Lord, we thank you that we pray, because Jesus is right now seated at the right hand of God the Father, interceding on our behalf. So, oh, glory, if God be for you, if God be for you, who can be against you? I said the scripture reminds us that Jesus is interceding for you. In the name of Jesus, he has angels on assignment watching over your life. He has a guardian angel watching over you and accompanying you on a daily basis. That's why no weapon formed against you will be able to prosper. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus. Ah, the psalmist said 1,000 will fall at your left, 10,000 will fall at your right, and it will not come near your dwelling. Oh, we believe the Bible on tonight. We believe the word of God on tonight. If you have sickness in your body on this prayer line, you are already healed. In the mighty name of Jesus, believe it by faith. Walk by faith and not by sight. So, Lord, as we pray, we thank you for the increase of faith on tonight. We thank you for a greater anointing on tonight. We thank you for supernatural power and ability on tonight. In the name of Jesus, life and death is in the power of our tongues. And we speak to dead situations. And we say, come alive right now. In the name of Jesus. We cry out to the backslider, and we say, return back to God's church. Return back to your rightful place in the kingdom. In the name of Jesus, we pray for the prodigal sons and daughters who lost their way. Oh, Lord, bring them back to the sheepfold. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for those who are not saved right now. And we say, Lord, turn their hearts toward heaven. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus. I have not seen, ear has not heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man what you have what you have prepared for those who love you. And we love you on this prayer line. We cry out to God tonight. We exalt the name of Jesus because he said, if I be lifted up, he will draw all men unto me. This world needs a Savior. This world needs the grace and mercy of Almighty God. This world needs the compassion and love of God. So we are praying on behalf of the Lord tonight. You said with two or more gathered in your name that you will be in the midst. So we pray for our President Baracko. Pray for the senators and the governors and the congressmen and congresswomen. We pray for our governors and mayors all throughout this nation of these United States of America. We pray for our educators and our medical professions in the name of Jesus. We pray for law enforcement, Lord. Oh, glory be to God. We pray for community and civil rights leaders all over this land and all over the world. In the name of Jesus, we pray for the clergy and pastors and under-shepherds. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, Lord, hallelujah, for every layperson. Oh, glory be to God. You said pray for one another and encourage one another that we might be healed. So we are praying for each other. We are bearing each other burdens on tonight. Oh, the weight might be heavy, beloved. Oh, the journey might be rough and long, but God is for you. He never will leave you. He never will forsake you. He says, lo, I'll always be with you. God is in your home right now, getting things in order. God is with your children right now, turning their hearts toward heaven. God is right now, in the name of Jesus, in the midst of chaos and confusion, and God is in control. So we thank you, God, that you do things decently and in order. Oh, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, that person that's discouraged tonight, encourage their heart. Oh, that person that thought about giving up, encourage their heart, Lord. You said, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Also believe in me. So we pray your strength in the Lord tonight. We sing your word to Evangelist Elizabeth Page on tonight. Heal her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. We pray for Sister Ella tonight. Deliver and set free in the mighty name of Jesus. We send your word to our mother-in-law down in Florida, Sanford, Florida. We send your word to every household represented on this prayer line. We send your word to the members of New Creation Church. Oh, Lord, make a way where there seems to be no way. Thank you for every worker. Thank you for every laborer. Thank you for every member. In the mighty name of Jesus, every visitor, every person on this prayer line, Lord, make a way where there seems to be no way. Oh, remove every ounce of doubt. You told us not to be double-minded, or we'll be unstable in all of our ways, and we'll expect nothing from you. So right now, increase our faith on tonight. Help us to believe your word on tonight. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, we send your word to every hospital in the land, and we say, heal the sick right now. In the name of Jesus, we speak to every prison behind, every prisoner behind bars, and we say, Lord, encourage them and turn that situation around. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for our teenagers, Lord, who try to find their way.
Yes,
we pray for our young people, Lord, who try to get their thoughts and their minds and their lives together. We pray right now for the gangbanger and the drug dealer and the prostitute. We're praying, Lord, that you turn their hearts around, that they repent. Glory be to God, and ask forgiveness of you in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, have your way. I feel the Holy Ghost. Have your way, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, Lord, have mercy. Have mercy, God. Person mourning, you said mourn with those who mourn and rejoice with those who rejoice. So every person, Lord, in the spirit of mourning right now, we say, Lord, comfort them with the comfort that only you can comfort. Put your loving arms around that family or that mother or that father in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for unity right now in the family. We thank you for marriages coming together. We thank you for families being united. We thank you for churches being on one accord. Oh, 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 in the name of Jesus. We sing your word, Lord. We sing your word right now. Thank you for the saints assembled at 1482 Maple Avenue. We thank you for increase. Glory be to God. We have not, because we ask not. And right now, Lord, during this spring season, during this new season, we're asking you to send them from the north, the south, the east, and the west before Mother's Day get here, before next Sunday get here. Send in the person that will roll up their sleeves and become part of that vision that you have given us in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us impact the city of Hillside and Newark and Elizabeth and Irvington and East Orange and Bloomfield. If one can send 1,000 to flight, two can send 10,000 to flight. So we're asking, Lord, for the workers. We're asking, God, for the resources. We're asking, God, for the intercessors. We're asking in the mighty name of Jesus for the laborers, Lord. You said the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. And you told us to pray for laborers in the name of Jesus. You told us to pray for the people to come into the Lord's church in the name of Jesus. You told us to ask, and it shall be given to us. Seek, and we will find, and to knock, and the door will be made open. Oh, glory be to God. I hope somebody caught that tonight. I speak prophetically to your life.
Yes.
Continue to put out the resume if you're in search of a job. Continue to put your feet to the pavement if you're in search of housing. Continue to move forward by faith and not by sight. The just shall live by faith, and God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He said, how much more will he give us if we ask, if we seek, and if we knock? Our natural parents give us. God said, how much more will I give unto you? So right now we open up our mouths tonight for everybody on this prayer line standing in the need of prayer. Somebody need a financial breakthrough and a financial miracle. Somebody need uncommon favor tonight. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Somebody, Lord, right now need an impartation. So right now we're asking for heaven to invade earth. Glory be to God. We're asking right now in the name of Jesus that you be in every household represented on this prayer line.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you. We thank you that the people have pressed their way to prayer tonight.
Yes.
We thank you for the need to pray. We thank you, Lord. We see the TV. We see sometimes the bad report about the finances and the economy. Sometimes we see all the bad news on our local television.
Yes.
But God, you're able.
Yes.
Glory be to God. You're able to do exceeding and abundantly above all that we can ever imagine.
Yes.
So, Lord, we're crying out to you on behalf of this nation, those who are losing their homes, those who are in financial debt. Lord, turn it around. Those with sickness in their body that got a bad doctor's report. I send your word to my friend Gregory Carter. Greg Carter down in Georgia. We send the word of God to you, young man. And we say be healed in the name of Jesus. Whatever we bind on earth, it will be bound in heaven. And right now we bind up that spirit of sickness off of his life in the name of Jesus. And we say, Lord, have your way. In the mighty name of Jesus, we sing your word, Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus.
Yes. Oh, glory, glory, hallelujah.
Over every situation.
Thank you, Jesus.
We plead the blood of Jesus over every situation. In the book of Exodus, the death angel saw the blood, and he had to pass
my
over.
God, my
there is
God.
Power in the blood.
My God.
We preached it on Sunday. All over this world, people preached about the blood of Jesus on Sunday. And Pastor, there is power in the blood.
Yes.
There is deliverance in the blood.
My God.
There is healing in the blood.
Yes, Lord.
There is, oh, Lord, there is joy unspeakable in the blood of Jesus.
Yes, God.
So as we take prayer requests momentarily, as Pastor comes and continue to pray, remember that there is blood in the blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
He died for you. He shed his blood for you. He paid the price for you. He was your substitute. He took all the sins upon himself, the sins of this world. That's why you and I, glory be to God, you and I stand in right standing with God. That's why we come to him as children. And we say, Lord, have mercy on this nation. We know that your grace is sufficient. So we thank you for the grace of God tonight. We have a spirit of thanksgiving on this line. You woke us up this morning. You kept a roof over our head last night. You kept us in our right mind. So, Lord, we thank you for that. And we give you praise. Just praise him right now.
Hallelujah.
Just lift up holy hands right now.
Yes,
begin to praise God and thank him that he brought you into the month of April. He brought you already into the month of April. He brought you to Resurrection Easter Sunday. God kept you a roof over your head and clothes on your back and food to eat. He kept you out of the hospital and out of the prison. Oh, give him thanks on today. Give him praise on today. Glorify God on tonight in the name of Jesus. I know life is not perfect, but begin to lift up your hands and say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I bless your name. Lord, I glorify your name. Thank you for my children and my grandchildren. Thank you for the job that I have to go to. Thank you for my church family tonight. Thank you in the name of Jesus for your many blessings that you continue to give me. Begin to praise God. Begin to glorify God. To begin to thank him for what's going right in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, we love you. We love you tonight. And we magnify your name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
You're worthy. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. Hallelujah. There's none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We love you. We love you. If you love him, just say, I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Right where you are, just go ahead and worship. There's going to be a release in your worship. Hallelujah. I love you, Jesus. I praise you. I magnify. Your name. Just shout hallelujah. Go ahead and praise him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I bless your name. Yeah, I feel something breaking. I bless your name. The yokes are destroyed, being destroyed. The burdens are being broken. The chains are being broken. I love you, Jesus. I praise you. I magnify your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody's feeling liberated right now in the name of Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, oh God. We magnify your name. We glorify your name.
Yes.
You are worthy, God. You alone are worthy, God. You are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We glorify your name on tonight, God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh God, we just thank you, Lord, for this day. Hallelujah. This is the day that you have made. We are rejoicing and being glad in it, God. In the name of Jesus, we love you, Jesus. We praise you. We worship you. There's a revival in the land. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is reviving you again. Hallelujah. God is breathing new life into you. There's some things that you had given up on, but God is saying it's not over. My God, it's not over. It's a new day. My God, it's a brand new beginning. My God, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Hallelujah. Everything that you thought you lost, my God, hallelujah. God is restoring, restoration, restoration. God is giving it back. Everything the devil stole is coming back to you because of your press, because of your faithfulness, because you refuse to quit, because you love Jesus. Hallelujah. God says, I'm giving it back to you. Everything that the devil stole, I'm giving it back in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And all you have to do is praise me. All you have to do is worship me. All you have to do is have faith. Have the faith of a mustard seed. You don't even understand everything that you're hearing. But know that God says, if you just have a little bit of faith, if you have a little bit of faith, then I will do what I said I would do. Hallelujah. It's not by chance that you're here. It's not by chance that you're under, on this prayer line. It's not by chance that you're under the sound of our voices. God says, I have something very special planned for you, specifically for you. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Behold, I do a new thing. Says the Lord. Behold, I do a new thing. All things are passed away. All things are becoming new. I know there are three people under the sound of my voice that God is speaking to. And he's speaking to you about the new you, the newness of life, the new journey that he has you on, that you are closing the door on some old things, that you are relinquishing relationships with some people that have been dragging you down, that you are releasing the pain of your past, and you are moving forward into the new, the newness of life, the new you. I just hear God saying, it's a new you. It's a new you. You won't respond the way you always responded. You're not going to get caught up in the trap of the enemy. He's no longer going to allow you, be able to make you depressed. My God, shake it off. I feel a breakthrough in the realm. There's a breakthrough on this prayer line. There's a breakthrough on this prayer line tonight. In the name of Jesus, joy is bursting forth. Laughter is bursting forth. Rejoicing is bursting forth. God says, behold, I do a new thing. Can you not perceive it? Forget the former things. Forget yesterday. Yesterday is gone. Today is a brand new day, and I am walking you into the newness of your new life. Today, new life in Christ. Old things are being pruned off of you. Old things are being removed. The sins have even been put into the sea of forgetfulness. God says, stop condemning yourself. Stop condemning yourself with the stuff from the past.
Oh,
don't let the devil to play with your mind any longer. Do not allow the devil to play with your mind any longer. Stop condemning yourself. Yesterday is gone. It's a new day. You have been forgiven of the old things. This is a new day. God says, I gave you new mercies today.
My God.
Oh, I gave you new mercies today. I love you today. I have a great plan for you today. I release you from your past today. There is no debt owed. It's been paid in full. Who am I talking to? I see it. It's paid in full. God says it's paid in full. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let it go. Release it and release yourself. My God, you have been released from your past, says the Lord, in the name of Jesus. And release the pain, release the hurt, let it go. God says, I'm restoring you, my God. I'm bringing you a fresh and a new. You're like a little boy, a little girl. You're excited about life again. My God, there's a new anticipation. God is doing new things. He's opening your eyes again. You're beginning to dream again. My God, hallelujah. Blow off the dust of your dreams. It's time to dream again, says the Lord. It's time to move forward with what I have given you in the name of Jesus. It's time to walk into the fullness of life. No more hindrances. Oh, God, no more hindrances, no more chains, no more shackles, no more shame, no more guilt, no more condemnation. There is no condemnation in Christ Jesus. No more holding your head down. No more being embarrassed about what you used to do. God says, it's a new day. It's a new day. I walk in the freedom, the liberty of my love today, says the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, I feel God right now, Pastor. I feel God. Somebody's got to get the breakthrough. I just see you right now rejoicing in the Lord, breaking free, breaking free. The chains are falling. They're falling. I hear the chains falling. I hear the chains falling. I hear the chains falling. God is breaking every chain, breaking every chain, breaking every chain in the name of Jesus. God says, I love you. I love you. And you need to look in the mirror and stop picking yourself apart and start speaking these words to yourself. Tell you, I love you. Tell you that you love yourself. Love yourself. Love yourself. Love me above all else. Love yourself and love your neighbor as you love yourself. My God, God says, start loving on yourself. Hallelujah. You are worthy. Oh, you are worthy. You are treasured. You are valuable. My God, hallelujah. You are somebody. Hallelujah. I birthed you into this earth with great purpose, says the Lord. Hallelujah. And it shall come to pass. My promise shall be fulfilled in your life, says the Lord. In the name of Jesus, so Lord, we just thank you. We praise you for this prayer line on tonight. We thank you for the breakthrough. I feel breakthrough on this prayer line tonight. We thank you for the breakthrough, oh God, in the lives of your people. No more hindrances. No more bowing down to other people's opinions of you. No more low self-esteem. No more feeling like you're not worthy. No more wondering why you've been overlooked. God says your season is coming. Your season is here. It's a new day. It's a new season. Walk into your season, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Favor is on you. Favor is on you. Favor is on you. Goodness and mercy are following you. They're pursuing you. God is pursuing you for his purpose over your life. His love is pursuing you to let you know that you are valuable and you have been birthed with purpose, my God, in the name of Jesus. So Lord, we love you and we praise you on tonight. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in the lives of your people, oh God. We thank you for breaking chains, for destroying yokes, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for victory. I see victory over your head. I see victory over your head. I see victory over your head. The bondage has been annihilated. The bondage has been annihilated. I see victory over your head. I see supernatural release taking place on tonight in the supernatural realm. You've been set free. My God, whom the Son has set free is free indeed. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. Somebody better shout. Just go ahead and shout. Go ahead and shout.
Glory be to God.
Just go ahead and shout. Shout to the Lord. Shout that victory. Give him a victory shout. Give him a war cry. Where are my warriors at? Where are the warriors at? The battle is won. Huh? You have victory. My God, where are the warriors at? I need a war cry in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That thing will not take you out. That thing will not defeat you. God had me say all that to let you know that you are ready. Oh. You already have the victory.
Already.
So no matter what you're looking at, no matter what you're walking through, no matter what kind of notices came in the mail, no matter what they said to you, no matter who rejected you, no matter who turned their back on you, no matter who's coming against
That's
you,
right.
God wants you to know that you already have the victory in the name of Jesus. Victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. My God, hallelujah. Victory in Jesus. Victory in Jesus. Victory in Jesus. And Father, right now we pray for Brenda Woods, oh God. We thank you for healing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for touching her body over in ICU at the hospital in Newark, God. We thank you for divine turnaround, God. We thank you for supernatural release, oh God, from every hindering spirit, anything that will hinder her from walking into the fullness of life. And God, we speak healing over her life. We speak healing over Crystal's life, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you that you are a healer, that you are a deliverer, that you are a redeemer. So, Lord, continue to keep, Father God, her, the children and the grandchildren, Father God. Keep them in perfect peace. Oh, God, keep the family, oh, God. Let them continue to have faith, oh, God, knowing that you are able to do all things, oh, God. You can do all things. So, Lord, we're believing right now, God, for supernatural healing, oh, God, in the life of Brenda Woods, in the life of Crystal, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, in the life of everyone who's standing in the need of prayer. Lord, we pray, Father God, against cancer. We break every yoke right now. We bind up the spirit of cancer. We come against every spirit, no matter what stage it's in, God. We pray healing. Somebody on this phone is battling. You've been battling, but you have been believing, God, for healing from cancer. And right now we pray that God will heal you. We pray for supernatural healing right now. In the name of Jesus, I feel God. I feel the anointing.
Yes. Yes.
Well, God is touching you. Begin to lay hands on that area. I pray right now. I lay hands on you in the supernatural realm, and I declare healing over your life right now, God. We thank you. You said healing is to children's bread. You said, Father God, that by the stripes of Christ we are healed. So Lord, I pray for my sister. I pray, Father God, for that brother. I pray for that person, Father God, who's been battling with cancer. We thank you, oh God, for healing, God. Even as they've gone through treatments, oh God, the chemo and the radiation, God, we thank you for healing right now, God. We thank you that you are Jehovah Shandoh. We thank you that you are Jehovah Shandoh, that you are the Lord of the turnaround, God. So we believe for turnaround, no matter what the doctors say, God. We believe that you are able to heal, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And I say a special prayer for Yvette right now, God. Sister Carmen's daughter, Lord, I thank you for her spirit. I thank you, Lord, for touching her. Thank you, Lord, for healing her. I thank you for delivering her, God. I thank you, Lord, for restoring her. I thank you, Lord, for doing great things in her life, God. Lord, I pray that you will bless her and bless her indeed, God, above and beyond what she can think, ask, or imagine, God, even as she visited with us on Sunday, God. Lord, I pray the joy of the Lord, Father God, continually to be her strength, God. Continue, Father God, to show yourself mighty in her life, God. So, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for your hand upon our sister Yvette, God, and everything that you're doing in her life. So we thank you and we praise you on tonight, even as we begin to take prayer requests, God. We thank you for what you're doing. Touch her mother. Touch Carmen, God. We thank you for saving every one of her children. We thank you that every one of her children are saved in the name of Jesus. We thank you that one of her, every one of her grandchildren are saved in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that her household is blessed, God. She is a blessed woman of God, and we pray blessings over her life right now, God, as she has been such a blessing to us, God. We pray, even though she asked for nothing, God, we pray for everything for her, God, that you will bless her and bless her indeed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Go ahead and praise God. Go ahead and magnify his name. Hallelujah. Go ahead and glorify his name. God, I pray for my Aunt Fanny, even as the people are praising you. We pray for Fanny Padgett right now, God. We pray for Vanessa Blake right now, God. We pray for your supernatural healing over their lives, God. In the name of Jesus, continue to comfort them, even in the loss of my cousin, Timmy Blake. God. Lord, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for peace. We thank you for healing. We thank you, Lord, for deliverance. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, that we've been made endure for night, but joy, your joy comes in the morning. So heal my aunt, God. Touch my mother, oh God. Touch my sister, oh God, and all of my relatives in Florida, God. Even as they attended the funeral a couple weeks ago, God, continue to heal their hearts, oh God. Let them know that Timmy is with you. Give them, oh God, the comfort in knowing that Timmy is with you, oh God. Hallelujah. And Lord, we just thank you for healing. We thank you for blessing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Go ahead and shout to the Lord. Shout to the Lord. Hallelujah. Shout to the Lord. Hallelujah. Shout to the Lord. I feel breakthrough on this line. Shout to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, come on, come on. Release it. We can't hear you, but God can hear you. You need to shout. You need to open your mouth and holler. You need to let God know, hallelujah, that you received the breakthrough, that you received the prayer, that you received the blessing. Open your mouth and say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You just might want to say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing me. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. At this time, we're opening the prayer lines. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We Hallelujah. Thank God for every thank caller you, on Jesus. Tonight. Amen. We see those hands raised. Area code, we thank God for you on tonight. Area code 434. Area code 434. God bless you.
Thank you. Can you hear me all right? I don't know how my connection is.
Yes,
hello?
We can hear you. Yes, we can.
Praise the Lord. This is Sister Rita. I just praise
Amen.
God, and
God.
I thank God for you all. And I just wanted to send in an exhortation. You said, just as you were exhorting about the just shall live by faith, and I just wanted to encourage the callers, you know, as well as myself, just to be encouraged as you were making the, just speaking out and praying over the people and just speaking the words out, that we just take hold of those things. Although we don't see them, no matter how long it takes to come, to just be encouraged and stand in faith and don't, hold on. Don't let go. Don't let the discouraging thoughts come to discourage you and to get you off track. Just hold on to every word. As Pastor Rebecca was praying and she was speaking forth the word of knowledge and just sending those words forth, just take what belongs to you. We need to take what belongs to us and not let it go until we see it, to hold on to it until we see it manifested in our lives. There's so much going on, and I just wanted to encourage the callers and, as like I said, encourage myself to not let the enemy steal from us what is ours. God is sending forth his word, and the just shall live by faith. So we hold on by faith, not letting go and not refusing to quit. So I just wanted to send that exhortation. And also prayer requests as I'm here with my family and just believing for salvations. God is at work, and he's doing a good work. And just, salvations in the family as God works.
Amen, amen. Everyone heard you, Sister Rita, and we thank God for that. exhortation and also as God used you, amen, to encourage everyone tonight to walk by faith and not by sight. So we thank God in the name of Jesus for the shed blood of Christ,
yes,
allowing us to be redeemed. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, and we are restored to God the Father.
Hallelujah.
So let us pray very quickly. Father, in the name of Jesus, even as Sister Rita, we pray for her right now in the name of Jesus, even salvation for the family. Thank you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, this season in her life, Father God. We thank you, glory be to God, that the favor,
yes,
and the supernatural ability of God is with her right,
yes,
now.
God.
We thank you for supernatural ability, the,
yes,
anointing, the authority that she,
yes,
walks,
God,
in, Father,
God,
in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
Thank you for the power that she operates in.
Yes,
and
God,
we say, Lord, we give her to you. We lay her at your throne, at your altar, in the mighty name,
yes,
of Jesus.
God.
So we simply touch and agree with her tonight. Whatever she's believing you for, whatever she needs from you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus,
yes,
we call it done.
Thank,
oh, glory,
oh,
be,
Lord,
to God.
Glory,
it is,
glory,
a finished work.
Thank,
so
you,
we thank you that in the name of Jesus, that her eyes have not seen, her ears now have not heard, nor has it entered into her heart. You have prepared some wonderful things for her, and it shall manifest. Glory be to God. And we thank you for her due season. We thank you, glory be to God, for a manifestation of mighty miracles being wrought in her life. In the mighty name of Jesus. So we plead the blood over everything that she needs. We say, Lord, have your way.
Have your way,
in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, we thank God,
amen,
for you, Sister Rita. We thank God for you tonight.
Yeah,
it was such,
you,
a blessing, such a blessing to hear from you on this evening. And I believe the people of God, the callers tonight, received that exhortation that we are really going to walk by faith and not by sight and possess.
Amen.
He says, be fruitful, multiply, repent,
yes,
replenish,
multiply,
and,
amen,
subdue. So,
amen,
we are,
amen,
going to be productive for the kingdom. Oh,
amen,
glory be to God.
Letting go of the old,
we thank
things,
God.
It is a new season. It is a new season. We got to let go of the old things. It's a new season.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, we thank God for you. Continue to listen. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Thank
not
you,
before
Pastor.
I just
God
say
bless
not
you.
Before. No, not before I say hello. God
hello.
Bless you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Bless
God bless you. We just want to just say a good God bless you. It's so good to hear your voice on tonight. We miss you greatly. Amen. But we know that God is getting the glory.
Amen.
God is getting the glory. Where he has you, amen, and we pray right now even for deliverance and salvation for the family, and I just,
yes,
see God doing a mighty work in the family, amen, as he is moving mightily in Virginia. I just see God doing a mighty work in the family, amen, not just in Virginia, but beyond,
oh,
that.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, my God.
Amen.
When I was not ready to say in Virginia, but God just
thank
gave
you,
me,
yes,
he just showed me, yeah, yeah,
yes,
that it's beyond Virginia. Amen.
Yes.
So we just thank God for
thank
what
you,
he's
Jesus.
Doing. Amen. Hallelujah. And he gave me a scripture. I just want to read this scripture to you. Amen. Song of Solomon. Song of Solomon. And I'm just going to start to read. With Song of Solomon chapter 2, amen. I'm going to start to read with verse 7, and I think I'm going to stop reading around verse 13. I charge you, O ye daughters of Jerusalem, by the roes and by the hinds of the field, that ye stir not up nor awake my love till he please. Okay, so that's not where he wanted me to read. This is what God wants you to read. I'm going to keep reading. The voice of my beloved, behold, he cometh leaping upon the mountains, skipping upon the hills. My beloved is like a roe or a young hart. Behold, he standeth behind our wall. He looketh forth at the windows, showing himself through the lattice. My beloved spoke and said unto me,
rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. For lo, the winter is past, the rain is over and gone. The flowers appear on the earth. The time of the singing of birds is come, and the voice of the turtle is heard in our land. Amen. Hallelujah. So I just want to give you that scripture because God showed me that for you. It is a new season. It is a new season. And God, he wanted the verse 10 through 12, Second Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 10 through 12. My beloved spoke and said unto me, rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. For lo, the winter is past, the rain is over and gone. The flowers appear on the earth. The time of the singing of birds is come, and the voice of the turtle is heard in our land. Amen. So God is truly, truly working. Amen. Amen. He's truly working because I know.
Hallelujah.
Yes. My fear. I mean, I'm just so powerful. That is your scripture. That is your. That is your scripture. Amen.
Hallelujah.
So God is, he's just amazing. So you continue to stand. Like you said,
amen.
The word will manifest. It might look different than what he said, but he still said what he said. Amen. Hallelujah. So
that's
we are
right.
excited.
And his word will not return void.
That's right. His word will not return void. So, and he even talks about until the daybreak. In that same chapter, verse 17, he talks about until the daybreak and the shadows flee away, turn, my beloved, and be thy like a roe or a young hart upon the mountains of Israel. In other words, continue to rejoice until the daybreak and the shadows fade away. Amen. That whole chapter is just so powerful, and God just wanted me to give it to you. Amen. Because he's doing a magnificent thing, and it is done. It's already done.
Amen.
We're just waiting for the daybreak. The season has broken. But the joy is coming. Amen. Hallelujah. So we thank God. Amen. So God bless you. And we're so happy to hear from you on tonight. Thank you for exhorting the people.
To my pastors. And my love to NCCM.
Amen. We love you.
We love you,
Pastor. We love you, too. And text me your address because I have some things I need to send you. CDs I want to get in the mail to you, so make sure you send me your address. I believe I have it, but just to make sure.
All right.
Okay,
thank
God
you.
Bless you. We love
God
you.
God bless you all. Amen.
Amen, amen. Amen.
Amen. We thank God for Sister Rita on tonight. She is a blessing to Pastor myself and the New Creation Church family, and we thank God. As she called and encouraged everyone tonight with the spirit of exhortation. Hallelujah. You said the birds are singing now. What a wonderful glory to God. She's going to compose a song off of that. Hallelujah. I know she's going to come up with a new work off of that. We thank God for her. Area code 404. Area code 404. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. This is Maria. How are you guys doing this evening?
Hey, man, we are blessed, and we are happy to hear your voice on this Tuesday night prayer. We thank God for you, but we're feeling blessed tonight. We're right off of Easter Sunday.
Thank God, thank God. I want to give God a great big hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
yes.
you. Hallelujah, Jesus, thank you.
Hallelujah.
It's been a week today, exactly 1 week, when I spoke to Pastor Rebecca last Tuesday, and she spoke to me and told me about some money flowing coming in, and it has happened. It has come.
Jesus.
Yes, Jesus,
God.
Thank you.
God,
you all the glory. There has been money flowing from left and right ever since she's told me that. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank
Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. My God, you keep praising him. Hallelujah. That's
yes,
a mighty thing.
Thank
Lord.
You. Yes, Lord.
Wow.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You. I just want to give that.
Praise God with her. Hallelujah. To God
praise
be the glory.
God.
My God.
The glory.
His word will not
yes,
come back
Jesus. Thank you.
Sister
no,
Rita, just
no, thank you, Jesus.
His word will not come back void. And so God gets all the glory. I'm just crazy enough to open my mouth and say whatever I believe God is saying.
Yes, Jesus, it has happened. Ever since that day, Pastor Rebecca, it's been just flowing in little at a time, a little bit here, a little bit there, a little bit there. I haven't been broke. So thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank
Amen.
You, Lord. I'll tell you, if God takes you to it, he'll make sure you go through it. Thank you, Jesus.
That's
a wonderful, a wonderful praise report and testament of God's goodness.
Yes,
Lord. It's just confirmed what Sister Rita just said. If we wait on the Lord and be of good courage, he will never disappoint us. So
Amen.
I thank
Amen.
God that he continues to make a way where there seems to be no way. God is never in a recession. God is, he is never in a famine. He is never in lack. If we trust him,
we
he
have
is
to
not
trust him
lack
faith.
On resources. That's right. That's
gotta
right.
Have faith.
So,
gotta have faith.
You encourage somebody on this line tonight. Yes, go ahead.
Oh, yes, I'm telling you. I'm telling you. This prayer line is such a powerful prayer line. You guys are powerful men and women of God that, I would recommend anybody to go on this prayer line. I'm telling you, it's just been a true blessing for me. There's no words that I could describe what this prayer line has done for me in the past couple of years. So, I just look forward to going on it all the time. There's always some kind of praise or some kind of testimony that I have to give because there's been too much happening in my life since I've been on this prayer line. So I give God thanks for you, both of you. I ask God to bless you both, bless your family. I just look forward to being on this line all the time. And I wanted to ask for prayer. I'm having a little backache, and it's been really, it's been kind of strong, and it's kind of been kind of hard on my back, and I just wanted a little prayer for my back, and just continue to pray over my household, and that's it. And God bless you both. Thank you very much, and thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we lift up Sister Maria to you tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for miraculous healing. We thank you from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, Lord, for total deliverance, total healing. And, Father God, especially that back area. Right now, glory be to God, we thank you, hallelujah, for your divine hand, Lord, touching her body right now and healing and delivering from all pain or affliction or infirmity right now. In the name of Jesus, we bind up anything that's not of you right now, and we thank you for the nerves and the tendencies. Father God, the bones and Father God, everything to operate according to your will, how you, Father God, functioned and how you ordained her body to operate. We thank you for every pain being removed, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, so Lord, touch her right now. A miraculous healing. Oh, in the name of Jesus, right now, glory be to God. And we thank you, hallelujah, for the deliverance. Thank you for the healing. We praise you and we believe by faith right now that it's already done. In the name of Jesus, Lord, hallelujah. Glory be to God. I feel the Holy Ghost on this line. I know God is touching you right now. Oh, glory be to God. I just sense it so powerfully on me right now that God has already done it. Believe it by faith right now. Receive it by faith right now. No weapon formed against you will ever be able to prosper. So we thank you for total healing, Lord. And bless her house. Bless her household. Bless every endeavor.
Bless, glory be to God, everything pertaining to Sister Maria's household and her family,
yes,
Lord,
yes,
in the
yes,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus.
Jesus.
Cover them, Father God. Protect them. Shield them. Thank
yes,
you for the
Lord.
Refuge and the hedge that you continue to put
yes.
around them in the name of Jesus.
Yes, yes,
thank
you
for
you,
the
Jesus.
Guard, Lord. Thank you for the
yes,
shield,
Lord, you,
the supernatural invisible realm, Lord, in
yes,
the
Lord.
Name of Jesus.
Jesus.
So I thank you. Even as the enemy tries to come one way, they'll flee seven different ways
yes,
in the
Lord.
Name
yes.
of Jesus.
Yes,
so we put the devil up under her feet where he belongs. In
yes.
the name of Jesus, we bind
yes.
up anything that's not of you.
Yes.
We bind up any spirit. We
yes.
bind up any demon on assignment. We
yes.
take captive every thought right now in the
thank
name
you.
Of Jesus.
Thank
and we loose
you.
Your prosperity. We loose your wellness. And
yes.
we loose your wholeness over her life.
Yes.
Yes.
In Jesus' name we
yes.
pray.
Jesus'
Amen.
Name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank
hallelujah.
You. Hallelujah.
I receive my faith right now. I just strongly believe that little discomfort in your back is gone.
My God.
Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be. We receive
thank
our faith right now.
Yes.
It is a done
yes.
deal in the name
thank
of Jesus.
Name
my
God.
Jesus.
Thank
so
you.
We thank you for
God
deliverance.
Bless you both.
God bless
you.
Good night. Amen. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God bless.
God
in the name
bless.
Of Jesus. Well, we thank God for
God
Sister Maria. She is a blessing to us in this prayer line. We love her, and we thank God for her on tonight. Any more callers, we're about to go down from this place, and we thank God for each and every caller tonight, each and every prayer request. Yes, caller, we see that hand, and we just thank God that we are believing God together, because he said, as the two or more touch and agree, we shall have what we say. So we thank God, according to his will, that he is doing a work in the lives of his people. Area code 908, we thank God for you on tonight.
Hello, Pastor Anthony, Pastor Rebecca, Elijah, how are you?
God bless you, sir.
Amen. God bless you tonight. We're doing good. What's on your mind tonight? What's on your heart?
I'm doing good. Hold on one second. I just like to put in a prayer request that you pray my stuff in the Lord as I keep going through my 90 days, because they've been rough so far. Since I started, two people I started with, they have gotten fired already, and they didn't get past their 90 days. And, I've just been going at my job lately. But I just ask the Lord to, you know, keep me moving forward and staying strong, and also to make a way for transportation for a new vehicle.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We're definitely going to lift that up.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, in your Son,
yes,
Jesus'
God.
Name, we thank you for
thank
Elijah tonight, Lord, in the
yes,
name of
God.
Jesus.
Thank
you for this door of employment that you have opened for this young man. We thank you for this new career, Father God, this new endeavor in his life. We thank you, hallelujah, for the 90-day completion. We thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord, that he will fulfill the requirements required to secure this job in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for the right people being in his life. We thank you for favor being with him, Lord, as he apprehends and comprehends the workload, as he performs with a spirit of excellence, Lord, in the name of Jesus, meeting the requirements. We thank you for godly wisdom, Lord, and godly ability to perform the task at hand in the name of Jesus. The Lord, cover him with the right people. We thank you, glory be to God, for job security. We thank you in the name of Jesus that him who still will still know more, this job is his, and we are believing by faith right now that he will complete the work at hand. So, Lord, we thank you for the new vehicle, the new transportation. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you would give him favor in this area, that he would get the car that he needs to get around and to get to and from work, to and from church, to do what he needs to do. We're believing by faith right now, Lord, that the finances and everything will come into order pertaining to this car in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, we believe by faith right now that you will continue to encourage him, continue to give him wisdom, continue to strengthen him, Lord, in the name of Jesus. When doubt tries to enter his mind or fear tries to come upon him, you have not given him the spirit of fear, but one of love and of power and of a sound mind. So we thank you for this job.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, that he will do what he needs to do, that you will give him the ability to complete the work.
Yes.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, God has not given you that spirit of fear. We know what you saw with your eyes, that other people did not complete the task, but we're believing right now that you would get through the probation period and that job is already yours.
Yes.
God has blessed you with it,
yes.
And we know that you're going to perform with a spirit of excellence, that the supervisors and those with the hiring power will hire you and keep you aboard. In Jesus' name, we know it's already done. So don't
Amen.
Let that spirit
Thank
of fear try to come into your mind. And also, that vehicle is already yours. Walk by faith. Amen?
Amen. I claim it already.
Amen. That's right. That's right. Claim it. Amen.
Amen.
Well, amen. Well, we thank God for you tonight.
Yes.
And that's a good way to go off the air tonight. We thank God for Elijah tonight. He is a blessing. He's a blessing, him and his mother and the Davis family. We thank God for them. Amen. As God has opened a mighty door for that young man, just a financial breakthrough for him, and we're believing that he's going to complete the work needed to do what God has called him to do. Amen. So we thank God as we go down from this mountaintop experience in the name of Jesus.
Amen. We do thank God for this time of prayer that we have shared in on tonight. I see my mother on the prayer line tonight. And, Mom, I just want you to know that I thank God for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for everything that you have poured into me and all of the years of sacrifice that you have made for me and for the family. And, you know, we just, Pastor Anthony and I just are so grateful for you. We just want to publicly acknowledge you on tonight. We know you're here every week, and we just want to publicly acknowledge you. You're still our mother deacon, and even we know you're at another church, and we thank God for your pastor who covers you so well down in Florida, and we want you to know that we love you and we miss you. So I just want to pray for you, Mom, before we go off the air. And I ask everybody to touch and agree with me as we pray for my mother, Mother Mae Thomas. Father God, we praise your holy name and we worship you. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for my mother, for Mother Mae Thomas, for our mother, God. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in her life, God. Even as she's in Florida, God, we ask that you will continue to bless her, oh God. Continue to bless her in her church home, oh God, down in Florida, oh God, down in Sanford, God. Bless her pastor, oh God. Bless, Father God, the membership. Lord, give her, Father God, her assignment, even as she, Father God, is praying about what to do as far as working in the church, God. We just thank you, Lord, for using her for your glory, God. Continue, Father God, to keep her in perfect peace. Thank you for allowing her to be an inspiration to me, even in the area of exercise, which she motivated me to get up and begin to exercise again. Continue to keep my mother in perfect health, God. Continue to keep her strong. Continue to keep her healthy. We bind up everything that will try to come, anything that will try to come against her. I thank you that she is healed, that she is whole, that she is healthy, that she is prospering, that she is filled with your joy, that she is filled with your power. So, Lord, we thank you for blessing this woman of God. We thank you for blessing Mother Mae Thomas.
Yes.
Bless her household, that she opens up to her children. And for such a blessing to all of us. Bless her children. Bless her grandchildren, oh, God. Bless her great-grandchildren, God. Lord, we just thank you as you bless her coming and her going. And we pray a supernatural blessing blessing over her life right now. We pray the blessings over her life right now, God. Even now, God, that you will bless her and bless her indeed. Give her the desires of her heart. Give her the desires of her heart, God. Keep every child safe, adult and youth. Every one of her offspring, oh God. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you for her. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Love you, Mom.
Amen. Hallelujah. And we just thank God for you. So I don't know if you wanted to say anything. Often you are here and you don't want to say anything, but your mic is open if you wanted to say hello or if you wanted to say anything. Amen.
Hello, Pastor Anthony, Pastor Rebecca. Thanks for the prayer. And I really enjoy this prayer meeting every Tuesday.
Amen.
And say hello to the church family for me. And I love you all.
Thank you, Ma. We love you, and God bless you. And a lot of the church family online, they hear you, and they say they love you back.
Okay.
Oh. Okay, Ma, so we'll talk soon. And I did start exercising again yesterday.
Oh, good.
Amen. God bless you. Love you.
God bless you.
Amen.
Good night.
Amen. Good night. Amen. So that was my mother. Amen. I thank God for her and really, truly all she's done in my life these 52 years. Amen. So God bless you, everybody. We're going to leave this place now. Look, stay prayed up. Amen. Come back next Tuesday. We'll be in church tomorrow for Bible study. We'll be in church on Thursday for the Most Excellent Way meeting. God is meeting us mightily on both nights. Amen. 7:30 p.m. is our start time. Meet us there. Look, come out on Sunday. Come out on Sunday at 12:30. Look, I'll be preaching this week. I'm looking forward to Pastor Anthony preached last week. Amen. But we're looking forward to a powerful move of God on this week. So come out and join us. Amen. We might just preach together. You never know who's going to be up. But God, there is a word from the Lord. So God bless you. We love you. Go in peace and serve our God. Amen. Hallelujah. Stay prayed up.
This keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date, and we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough, that you've been worried long enough, that you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
About your future.